Dagon was the main god of the Philistines. The same folks who captured the Ark of God, and they carried the Ark into Dagon's temple. They set the Ark up beside the fish god named Dagon. When the people of Ashdod arose the next day, there was their idol god Dagon on its face, falling upon the ground before the Ark of God. Dagon, the fish, couldn't contend with the Lord. The next day they found Dagon down there again. It was falling on its face before the Ark of God. Its head and its hands, they were broken off. If that isn't symbolism, I don't know what is. When the people of Ashdod arose the next day, there was their idol god Dagon on its face, falling upon the ground before the Ark of God. Dagon the fish couldn't contend with the Lord. The Philistines placed this Ark in Dagon's temple to show Dagon's superiority over Israel's God. What happened then was exactly the opposite. They all decided the Ark could not stay there. What can we do with the Ark of God, they asked. So they moved the Ark of God to another city. God got mad and afflicted the city with a bunch of tumors. When the people of Ashdod arose the next day, there was their idol god Dagon on its face, falling upon the ground before the Ark of God. Dagon the fish couldn't contend with the Lord. So that city sent the Ark of God to Ekron. All the people there cried out in fear of their death. Please send the Ark of God back to its people, for the Philistine cities were all filled with panic. When the people of Ashdod arose up next morning, there was their idol God Dagon on his face, falling down upon the ground before the Ark of God. Dagon the fish couldn't contend with the Lord. Your Dagon the fish can't contend with